In Florida, a hearing today in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case involving former President Trump. A judge heard arguments on setting a new trial date. ABC's John Santucci has more.
The special counsel has proposed a July trial date. Trump's team has said it should be after the election. They threw out this date in August, but that's really not real because the closer it gets to September, the less likely it is because there's this arbitrary rule about doing an election-related case, a trial, that close to an election.
Special counsel told the judge a trial could be held 60 days out from an election without interfering with the DOJ guideline. Super Tuesday races now 4 days out. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the race even though she trails Donald Trump. In Texas, residents in the path of raging wildfires could be evacuated this weekend depending on winds. The massive smokehouse fire now the state's largest on record, charring more than 1 million acres. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $32 million cut from Wisconsin State Universities is now restored. The Joint Finance Committee put the money back yesterday. Republican Representative Tony Kurtz.
It's not that we don't want to fund them. We can fund them until the calcs come home. But fiscally, it doesn't make sense because we simply do not have the students coming into the system.
The $32 million is going from diversity efforts to workforce development. Three Republican state senators now live in the same Northeast Wisconsin district under new maps for the legislature going into effect this year. Rob Coles tells Channel 11 in Green Bay he plans to move from his longtime home in Alloway to try to stay in office. Eric Wimberger plans to stay put, and Andre Jacques might run for Congress. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. New fishing regulations for the St. Croix River are now in effect. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the new regulations will change bag and length limits for popular game fish and create a new fish refuge on the river. Some of the regulations include daily limits like catching a maximum of 5 catfish and only being allowed to keep one over 24 inches. The new fish refuge will also protect spawning fish from the State Highway 8 bridge upstream to the St. Croix Falls Dam. Thanks to the unseasonably warm weather, a golf course near Cloquet is set to open this week. Big Lake Golf Resort has announced it will open Friday through Sunday starting this week as long as the weather continues to allow it. The 9-hole golf course will open a little later in the morning than usual at 11 a.m. to allow time for some of the frost to melt off of the greens. They will also stay open until 6 p.m. on warmer weekends. A number of other courses in the region have also considered opening early due to the warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers are thinking defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst watching players work out, including the top-ranked defensive back in the draft, Iowa's Cooper DeJean, was asked if he'd enjoy playing again with fellow Hawkeye Lucas Van Ness, Green Bay's first-round pick last year.
It'd be cool to play with Lucas again for sure. I love the Iowa guys, you know. So he was a great teammate, you know, to play with. Just an absolute freak. I've talked to him a little bit throughout this process. He's given me some good insight.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago after beating the Hornets last night, 111-99. Doc Rivers says Damian Lillard is not only a lights-out shooter, but good on defense as well.
Dame has great hands. It's like you saw he got another steal in the second half. He told me that. He said, man, Doc, coach, I can play defense. It's just that Portland, I had to do a lot of offense. He said, now I can concentrate a little bit on both ends with all these guys, and he's doing that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the low 60s and breezy. Another record high possible Sunday, upper 60s, windy and partly sunny. A chance of a shower Sunday night and into Monday, cooler Monday afternoon, high upper 40s. Currently 54 degrees.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, the weekend upon us. We'll get you all the way to the fish fry, the party, wherever you're going. It's a happier, happy hour, and you can air your grievances. Cleanse your soul. It's the only confessional Dom ever does, right here on the airwaves. 844-967-2789. Dom, my takeaway from hour two and a couple of the people that called in, hour two being the last hour, I'm not racist, but I'm willing to vote for a guy who is. That was my takeaway. That self-serving caller and, you know, a few others left me with the impression I'm not willing to call myself racist, and don't you call me a racist, but that racist guy, oh, he's my guy. I'm all down for his racial policies.
Well, you know, you can set aside the fascism as long as the trains are on time.
Well, I do like trains.
It's about the priorities, man.
You know, Trump had a couple of pertinent things going on. I devoted a lot of time to the Fannie Willis closing statements, the hearing in Fulton County. That's where my attention was for hours today. And also, there was apparently something going on in the Palm Beach County federal courthouse. Eileen Cannon, right? A decision on when Trump should go to trial for the paperwork crimes, the confidential documents.
The paperwork crimes. Come on.
He escaped with and took back to the spare bathroom at Mar-a-Lago.
Still don't even know if he ever sold anything. Apparently it was supposed to be on, May 20th. Jack Smith suggested a July 8th trial, and Trump's team acknowledged that, well, if we can't kick it past the election, then they'd be down for an August 12th trial. Cannon did not announce a date before end of court today.
You know, we've got lots of people with grievances, and since the lines are jammed, I did shout out rural white Wisconsinites, and if you're one of them and you're feeling a little rage, my name again is Dominic, and you can find me down in Milwaukee.
Let's kind of recast this here, though. Again, we talked about this FoxLies.com analysis, or at least a publication of an MSNBC segment calling white rural voters the most racist in the country. We read some of the pieces of that article. We've been having conversations in this regard. Essentially, what this book and the study is saying is that white rural Americans are the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay, geodemographic group in the country. They're the most conspiracist group, QAnon and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism instead of scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism, according to Schaller and Waldman. The title of that book, White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy.
I haven't read the book yet, but apparently stirred a few pots by bringing it up. And I, again, would say, okay, if you look in the mirror and you don't see a racist, if there's no swastikas or, you know, if you don't want to be perceived as a racist, if you just want to be a regular old American like I perceive myself to be, as I think most would like to perceive themselves to be, then stop supporting the racist idiot. Stop being part of the MAGA movement. You got to step away. That would be my ask. 844-967-2789. Brian says he's calling in from rural white Maguanago. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hi, Brian.
I just want to say that, being a rural white guy, not all of us are racist, at least.
I'm not suggesting all are. Would you be supportive of Donald Trump, Brian?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's how you distinguish yourself from those around you that live in rural Wisconsin that might be a little racist. Brian,
go ahead. Brian.
I'm afraid to admit that there are some, I do witness some of those that are raging out here, especially with their giant, giant racist Trump flags and banners across their, their whole farm or their giant or their message across their big white fence that borders the road that says Trump will save America. And I drive past it all the time when I'm going to the park.
Or let's go Brandon. I love it so much don't just love their guy. They hate the other guy. That's a special devotion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
I see a guy with driving his business truck with the business name and number on the side of it. And nothing but these F Joe Biden and let's go Brandon stickers all over the back. I mean, he had both. Which I thought was pretty funny. A little redundant.
Well, Brian, I was driving a devil truck for a while, so I can't cast aspersions. My politics were pretty clear as well. But let me ask you, Brian, if you don't perceive yourself to be like your white rural raging neighbors, as they are described in this book, what's the difference? Why are they feeling so hopeless? What is it about their lot in life that makes them think it's somebody else's fault? And they probably got more pigmentation than I do.
All I can say is that just pure speculation, but I think that the world that they envision is disappearing and it scares them. That's really all I can look at it. I try to think about it. I'm trying to justify what I see some of my relatives saying and doing. And I'm somehow not good at mental gymnastics. So,
Brian, let me ask you this. I actually have had a few what I would have perceived through my life as friends who did at times say things racially insensitively, or I would have perceived something they said as bigoted. And then I observed them in their actual lives and I saw a different behavior. And I always judged them by their behavior, not the stupid things they would say when they thought no one was listening. Brian, do you?
Yeah.
I try to judge someone on the greater character, not just the flaws, because I have a few. But being a racist, I would like to think it's not one of them. But Brian, can you forgive that if you see difference in their action than perhaps some of their racially insensitive words?
Yes, and it's odd that you bring it up like that, because absolutely I do. And I guess in a way there, you know, where I see and hear things that make me shake my head, but at the same time, I haven't written them off because of things they do and things they do that, oddly enough, contradict some of the things they say. But, you know, it's some of the things they say, I don't think comes from a source of hate. It's just lack of not necessarily education, maybe experience. I'm not sure. I can't identify it myself. So,
Brian, thanks for contributing today. Be like Brian. Call us. We're damn near jammed, though. So give us a minute. We'll keep moving down the lines at 844-967-2789. Bob from Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. That's racing country. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
How are you doing today?
Excellent, sir. Good. What do you got?
Good. Hey, I enjoy your guys' program a lot, and I look forward to it almost every day. Anyhow, I just had this immigration stuff. I live in cheese country.
And where is Elkhart Lake? I can't see it on the map right now. I know it's in Wisconsin, but where on Russ Feingold's hand is it?
Glenn Grossman.
Okay, so up in the sixth.
East of Glenn. Between Fond du Lac and Sheboygan.
The High Holy Land, I've heard that described as.
East of that.
Okay. So yeah. Now I got my bearings, Bob. You go, please.
Okay, well, Plymouth, Wisconsin is like cheese capital of the world. So they got a big sign, and because they got Sargento and
bigger the than the home of menu. Tony Evers sign. Wasn't Tony from there? He didn't merit a bigger sign than the cheese wedge.
Exactly. I see him once in a while. You see him at the cafe every now and then. But anyhow. I'm 70 years old, retired carpenter from Madison, blah, blah, blah. And I say to my friends and all this, I says, man, how many of you guys eat cheese and drink milk and blah, blah, blah? You realize how many, because we got all these factory farms around here, you know, thousands of heads of cattle and whatnot. I don't see too many, lack of better thing, white guys in there shoveling the manure and feeding the cows and doing all that nasty stuff. I don't see too many white guys complain that, you know, oh, we lost our jobs to foreigners or what have you. I mean, it's just, I understand it. They don't see them because they're hidden. The workers, they're housed and, you know, it's just something else. I mean, how we sit here and bash everybody and, these guys are sitting here busting their hinder for all.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. That was totally on me, man. I agree with you, Bob. I think there is a lot of immigrants of questionable immigration status that live here, work in the dairy industry especially, live and work in rural Wisconsin, are good neighbors. I'm going to a place tonight. I'm going to get my fish fry, driving up to the 6th CD. I'm going to eat in Washura County at the R Bar, like letter R Bar. Good fish. And each Friday night, they have a high population of Latinos that come into town and they want their Modelos and they drink them at the R Bar. Just like I like my fish, they like their fish. And then at 10 o'clock, they got to be back to the farm. They have a literal curfew. They have to be on campus because they work in these factory farms up there. So, Bob, thank you for sharing your experience. I got a fat thumb, man. So that was on me. My bad. Come back. I'll try to keep the fat thumb off the dial. 844-967-2789. Friday, we air the grievances. It's a happier happy hour when you participate.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, 844-967-2789.
Let's go back to the phones. It's all about the Lions around here, Dom. Drew from Lake Mills, welcome. What do you got for us, Drew?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I got an experiment for you guys. Okay. So, as you know, I'm in Jefferson County, right, about halfway between Madison and Milwaukee. I think that Dom and Cruz, early in the summer, meet me at Jefferson Speedway, our local race car track, not far from my house, and you will see and hear the greatest conversations, political conversations you can find. I know it sounds, you know, a little redneck-ish to be at the races.
Come on, man, I love redneck. I live the redneck. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Like, some of the race car drivers have JV painted on the sides of their cars. So, I remember one year I made a comment while I was sitting there. I was like, there's a lot of strong feelings about Joe Biden here. And got into some interesting conversations. You know, nobody was fighting or anything like that. But it's a really fun social experiment. And so it's perfect. Like, Rudy, you can come in from the Madison area. Dom, you can come in from Milwaukee area. We'll all meet. We'll have some beers and talk to some Trump supporters.
Let me ask you this. Could we take Dom's Powder Puff Blue Cadillac and paint stuff on the side, like Devil's Advocates, you know, and put horns on it or something? Is there an open division? Could we race at Jefferson Speedway?
Yes. So Memorial Day and Labor Day, they have what's called a tournament of destruction.
Oh.
And it is two of the greatest nights of my life. so we can definitely get Dom's car in there if you want to. That's not an issue.
I donate Dom's car to science.
Oh, man. That was my grandmother's car. I'm not going on the derby, a destruction derby with that group.
Come on, Grandma. The ghost of Grandma will save our asses in that derby experience. Drew, that is the perfect car.
They don't make those drop tops like that anymore, Drew. We'd be bounced out of that thing. Hey, when you engage the FJB drivers, Drew, what was their reasoning for the animosity to Joe Biden?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't the drivers. It was the people in the stands sitting with me, right?
Yep.
And so, Jefferson County, we are a rural county. I mean, you think about it, we have a little bit of Cambridge. We have some of Watertown. We got Lake Mills. We got Deerfield. And that's about it. So there is no large population. And so, you see this. Very rural poor out here, which is much different than urban poor. You know what I mean? And everybody's looking for somebody else to blame for them not doing well in school or whatever happened in their life where they're not happy with themselves and what's become of their life. And they, like, you know, many callers have said, they're trying to find somebody to blame for it instead of looking in the mirror and saying, maybe I screwed things up a little. Maybe I should try doing better.
Well, no one wants that sort of introspection.
Come on, right?
I've looked in the mirror, but
wrong about something.
I'll close an eye just so I don't have to see the bald spot and the chubby cheeks and stuff. You know, I look damn sexy in the mirror if I don't look too hard, Drew.
Of course you do, but it's never too late to change.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, Drew. Thanks for the call, man. Great point. Appreciate it. 844 967-2789.
You know, I read a book about winning people over, influencing them. And it actually talked about canvassing people, going to their doors. And this is becoming more and more difficult. We've talked to people like Angela Lang from Wisconsin, Black Leaders Organizing Community, and it's getting a little tougher at the doors. People are less responsive. They don't want to talk politics like maybe they were once more willing to. But what I found from this book, my takeaway, and I'll try to share it quickly, and then back to the phones, 844-967-2789. My takeaway was, if you want to change someone's mind, you got to slow them down and get them to think about why they feel that way. So I loved where you were going. You know, like when you talk to these drivers, or actually Drew said, it was people in the stands at the Jefferson County Speedway. You asked them, why do they hate Joe Biden? You know, what is it? And you know what? If you slow them down, cousin Helmet, whoever it is, you know, when you get down on that granular level, and if it's someone you care about, someone that you have some sort of relationship that you can still have a dialogue, slow them down once and see if they will consider why they feel that way. Because if they'll consider why it is, when they came to this conclusion, and maybe it was when they were 9 years old, maybe not about Joe Biden, although Joe's been around for a long time, you know, but if you consider, well, I was 9 years old and I was scared by a dog, so forevermore, no pit bulls allowed. Well, you know, maybe that was just my childish fear. Maybe I've grown beyond my childish ignorance. Maybe I can reconsider my position. That's what I would say. Maybe you can change some minds. But I say, Dom, Rubin's racing, man. If you're not first, you're last. I think we do it. I feel challenged. I can go find a junker car. If you're not willing to do the right thing by that Cadillac, then I'll find something in the junkyard, Dom. And I think we are the right guys to go tear it up at Jefferson County Speedway. And I get to drive.
Hell no, man. If it's a destruction,
you can navigate like you did back from Detroit. I'll drive, you navigate. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in here. Kathy from Cambridge. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, I'm from the township of Lake Mills. I live in Cambridge, and I'm doing the good fight with the Democrats. I'm a diehard, so I had my Evers and Baldwin signs up when there was an election.
So gotta let them know you're blue.
Yep, and I got a blue town and country that I was going to junk, but I just might have to take that to the Terminator destruction. It's only 5 miles away.
What do you say, so Kathy? You know, we could...
on mine.
Would you paint something semi-profane, some message for the Trumpsters? I am wearing, and this T-shirt I'm wearing is like an old town and country minivan. It's seen its better days, but I am wearing a Dump Trump T-shirt. I would drive the Dump Trump car in the Crash Up Derby. I'd put a target on my back, Kathy.
Kathy, in the last 45 all seconds, right, how is your Democratic support? How does it go over in Cambridge?
Hey, they won. So, well, that year, Evers and Baldwin won. So, I got to celebrate. I don't think they did.
There you go, so sister.
Anyway, yes, I do have the sensitive fight. You know, not fight, but talk, you know, about depends who you're talking to and abortion rights. And then you talk about the, you know, your kid will die if she gets enough fertilized in the ovaries, that kind of thing. It's just... Yeah.
Kathy, if that doesn't work, take that old town and country, just ram it back into their pickup truck. That'll teach them. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The happier, happy hour rolls on with your Friday grievances. 844-96-PARTY.
I got a message for all of them. Ready? Shake and bake.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened. If you ain't first, you're last.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new bill in Congress would give state and local governments the final say about resettling refugees anywhere. 75 refugees plan to move to the Eau Claire area this year. Congressman Tom Tiffany says only a handful of local officials knew about it early on. His bill would give them more power to stop resettlements. Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes that makers of household products are fleecing consumers.
And it's hard for consumers to see, you know, they're paying the same price they did last time, but they're getting 2 ounces less or, you know, just less product for the same price.
Baldwin's Shrinkflation Prevention Act would empower lawyers and regulators to fight back. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The first heart surgeon at St. Luke's Hospital has retired after 20 years. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Mary Boylan is stepping down as chief of cardiothoracic surgery after becoming the healthcare organization's first heart surgeon in 2003. A number of other medical professionals, as well as a bunch of former patients, made appearances at St. Luke's on her final day to thank her and give her a proper send-off. Dr. Boylan will remain active in retirement and work with the American Heart Association. Nurses at Essentia Health's Second Street Clinic in Duluth have officially voted to join the Minnesota Nurses Association. Organizers of the union drive are hoping for a bigger say in wages, work conditions, patient care standards, and nurse retention. They filed for a union election in January after nurses at Essentia Health's First Street Clinic voted to unionize and voted unanimously to join the union on Thursday. Nurses at the Alena Health Cancer Institute also voted to join the Minnesota Nurses Association this week. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Rocker Liam Gallagher had some choice words for fellow Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Using poor grammar, Gallagher claimed he's, quote, done more for rock and roll than all them clowns on that board, referring to his fellow nominees. Rumor has it that later he even threw in a double negative. By the way, his fellow nominees he supposedly towers over? Peter Frampton, The Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, Foreigner, Lenny Kravitz, Ozzy Osbourne, Jane's Addiction, Mary Kay Blige, and Cher. Liam Gallagher was part of Oasis, by the way. Fact that that needed to be said, well, you get it. In a related story, only The Gang was initially nominated to the Hall, which surprised frontman Kool. Eventually, The Gang put enough pressure on the powers that be, and Kool was nominated as well. This is reminiscent of when Gladys Knight and two of the Pips were left off the ballot, and only one Pip got in. Here's to the hardworking backup singers of the world. We salute you. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the low 60s and breezy. Another record high possible Sunday, upper 60s, windy and partly sunny. A chance of a shower Sunday night and into Monday, cooler Monday afternoon, high upper 40s. Currently 54 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life, I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
I've been informed this was the Talladega Nights song.
Pat Benatar, I love Pat Benatar. Like the first female rocker that ever like cut out of a magazine and stuck on my wall when I was a kid. Pat Benatar.
I bet it's still stuck on that wall. You know what I'm saying? Devil's Advocates Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it with your fine grievances and suggestions. And I've gone to the Google machine. I pulled up the Jefferson Speedway. I pulled up the Jefferson Speedway that Drew and Marshall pointed us towards. And the Tournament of Destruction round one scheduled. Mark it on your calendar, please, because I'm going to come looking for you for this event. We're doing this May 26th. Oh, wait. Oh, 2024, although they've got a confusing Tournament of Destruction round two on May 26, 2025, just a rando 2025 on the calendar.
All right.
So that's a typo, I suspect. But Tournament of Destruction, although it says 2025, I suspect it's May 26, 2024, Dom, because all other dates on the calendar are 2024. And I want you to be my wingman in the Tournament of Destruction.
I will not be your wingman. I will not let you drive. I will not be a passenger in your vehicle while you do anything like that. No freaking way. I'm the driver, Crudy. I am the driver.
You bring your hunk of junk, and I will go find and select my own hunk of junk, and I will whoop your ass.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
I'm going to go spider monkey on your ass.
844-967-2789. This is a wonderful idea. I'm gonna ruminate on this over the weekend. We're definitely doing the Tournament of Destruction. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. It will be a sellout if Dom and Crute go mano a mano on the track, Dom, Tournament of Destruction style. You know, I was thinking about going up and pulling out the Jordan Love boat, maybe putting a little work into the boat. I've seen these sort of crash up derby sort of events where people have towed boats into the arena. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Figure eight, right? You do the figure eight. That's how you do the laps. And whoever gets hit on the figure eight, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know. Well, Sunday, I'm looking forward
Sunday,
to it.
Sunday.
Well, I think the 26th technically is a Monday, unless they really mean 2025. So then all bets are off, because that's a long time away. I can't plan for next summer.
The 26th of 2024 is, in fact, a Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. We're doing it. Circle your calendar, Dom. I don't care what your wife says. You got plans. 844-967-2789. You all
be happy if I get rid of the Cadillac, I'm sure.
You're going to be at the Jefferson Speedway. If we could donate it to some charity, and then we could put like their bumper sticker on the corner, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a write-off, Jerry.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Dick from Madison. Hey, Dick. You going to work on the pit crew for us? We're going to need some pit crew.
Guys. Oh, I would love to. Paul, earlier tonight, I see with my eyes, remember?
Yeah.
How about you listen with your ears? I mean, we have three senses, okay? Listen to what this guy
has told
you.
Three senses, Dick. Some of us do.
Okay. But the fact that he went that route was laughable, because here's a guy that, and he was talking about the border issue. That's a non-issue, right? This guy already took care of that. He built a wall, and it's all over.
And didn't Mexico pay for that wall?
And Mexico paid for the wall. And on and on and on with all the things that this false prophet brings to you. I mean, you can go down just a list of things. And then, you know, I mean, come on. It's just nonsense to listen to that. And you know what Biden should have done yesterday, in my mind, when he was down there? I don't even know why I'm here, because my predecessor took care of this.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that they always understand sarcasm or snark on the right. You know what I mean?
Well, most people, they don't, but the mass majority of people do. And just go after them in that sense. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that these people are following this total loser who has no compass morally or no compass on the issues or anything.
Oh, you meant Trump. I was thinking Dom for a minute, but now I get what you mean.
Come on. Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man. It is befuddling to me, Dick, why some folks would follow this guy. And I assume most people, most MAGA, and I want to bring up also real quick the Detroit riots. So I was born in Livonia in 1973, I guess. My parents moved to Stevensville, Wisconsin, when Pa took a job with Kimberly Clark. And so that was after the riots. And there, to my recollection from the 1967 riots, even as a young kid, I grew growing up around family and friends, I remember the angst of it all. So it's not just that folks out in the rural areas would be racist. There's racist folks in the cities too. I just want to be clear about that. Racism is a thing. Xenophobia is a thing, and doesn't necessarily matter where you are. And it's one thing to, and I get it, some folks grow up in it, man, because these things, this mentality is not something that you're born with. This mentality, the hatred, the angst, the xenophobia, the racism, these are things that are taught from parents and family members to children. So once you realize that, maybe you were, brought up in an unforgiving environment, maybe you think that maybe some travel and reading some books would be good for people. People can grow out of it if they're so inclined, if they're down for, expanding their horizons and, trying to understand humanity and the whole great question of why we're here. So it's not just the rural areas, all this part, this. I was living back there for a long time, man.
Did Daddy not hug you? I mean, this sounds like one of those confessional moments.
I mean, we were not. I mean, as kids, you couldn't say any racial terms. I mean, that was not allowed. That was so not cool. Not cool. That was my parents. So it wasn't everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, I've told the story on this radio program before, but I realize not everyone catches every minute of greatness. Where are you? But anyways,
for 12 years
it's only been 12 plus years. You could catch up with the podcast, but when I moved from Wisconsin as a 12-year-old growing up in Madison, a lot of university professor kids, diversity to me was like, I had a Russian son buddy and I had a Swedish kid, Peter, that played hockey on the team. Those were my buddies. That was diversity to me. And then I moved to rural North Carolina. And my mom's family was from North Carolina. She'd grown up in Wilson, North Carolina, which is, suburban. But we went to rural North Carolina. We went to Garner. And I had never seen so much freaking clay. And we took a U-Haul halfway across the country and we get down south. And the neighbors got this big black pickup truck in the yard. And pretty soon they came over. They were neighborly. And the kid's name was Bubba. The neighbor's kid.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, no stereotype. That was literally the kid's name was Bubba. So the dad's got a black pickup truck and found out my mom was an artist and asked, would she lithograph, would she paint on the side of his truck, old and then inward? And my mom needed the money. I mean, moves are expensive, and I could tell it really bothered her on a moral basis. And ultimately she chose to cash the check. She had two young boys, single mom. She did it. But I never would have believed such a thing as a kid growing up in Wisconsin. You know what I mean? I never saw or heard that word. Well,
growing up in Madison area, Wisconsin. I mean, I was just in not so long ago in Argyle, Wisconsin. Driving around the parks and you see, look, there's a Confederate flag flying. I mean, where you're at and what your experiences are as a kid at that age, you're limited, our environment, our world is presented to us by our parents. Let's be honest about this, and whatever they got, we got. The same thing with me and my kids, whatever I got, they got. Sorry, children. That becomes the world. So that was here then. you just weren't exposed to it.
Then. No, I was not exposed to it. But we moved down to North Carolina about a month after we moved down there, Greensboro. There was a shootout between Klansmen and like white nationalist Nazis. And I'm like, I thought they were on the same team. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the phones. Your grievances, they matter here. Rico, very rural Rock County. Very rural.
Hey, Rico.
Hold on. I'm getting you guys. Oh, okay, now hold on. I'm getting you guys off. I'm getting you guys off speaker.
You better.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Gosh, it's hard working on with all this technology, but I had to call tonight, guys. Technology and me don't get along, see? And I don't know why, but it don't. But it was that being said, anyway. Rural. Now, I can't speak for everybody in rural Wisconsin. I can only speak for myself, but I do tend to stay a little isolated. I'm pretty much amongst the turkeys and the deers. Now, I don't notice much racism amongst these animals, and that's funny. But I can't... And you guys know, because I feel bad. I feel bad with the Devils. I really do. Because I hate racism. I hate racism. This goes back to when I was 17 years old and I hit a PCP and meeting Jesus and all kinds of things that happened in my life. A little different than Dom's, but me and Dom do share similarities. Mm. I am a road warrior. I lived in 15 different cities. Before I ever landed in Wisconsin in 1975, I pretty much lived in every daggone city east of the Mississippi, including almost six months to 8 months in Peru, South America. And I've been in Wisconsin since 1975. And I did notice just a tinge of racism when I came here. And I do tend to call it out when I see it. And I've actually made that mistake right here on this very fine radio station, as you well know. But I don't know what that's like. Hey, now, this is how deep racism can go. Check this out. Even me, and I hate racism, right? Now, I just got a new dog, guys. Just got my brand new puppy, and I just retired 2 months ago. Okay? And oh, my Lord, listen to this, guys. I'm telling you. You know what you mentioned a pit bull earlier, Crudy? I went to the Humane Society, said, I want to get me a dog. I want to be about 40, 45, 50 pounds. That's be cool. I want a male. I don't want no more women. I've had girl dogs all my life. I don't got no wife anymore. I'm single, retired. And I said, I don't want a pit bull. And the lady at the Humane Society said, sir, if you will take 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, with this dog in the booth over there, might I give you that challenge? What's she bring out? A pit bull. And it was a runt. This dog was a runt. And what it was a bait dog. It was a rescue dog. He was the bait dog. So they would throw his tiny butt out there, and all the other dogs would bite on him, tear him apart. He's got scars, hundreds and hundreds of scars that'll never heal.
Aww.
And that's the kind of stuff that racism does. Mm. I gotta go, man. I'm about ready to bust out, guys. I gotta go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rico.
Sure, man.
You were always the runt of the litter, Tom. How's that feel?
Yeah, fine, but never a bait dog, man. That's some stuff, man. Thank you, Rico. Yeah, it is. It's a cancer, man. And it's just, and to what end? You know, the racism and the xenophobia and all that. For what? I mean, why? But you got it figured out? Like, you're the peak of humanity? I mean, come on, people. We're all on a rock hurling through space, spinning around a sun. Let's get over this stuff. Let's embrace it. We should reject it all the time, every time.
Dom, I saw a somewhat snarky, I assume, comment on the text line. I'm not racist. I just hate brown people. We love everyone. Join us. Your grievances are next. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Lake Air, 107.5 FM, WLAK.
M&M Bar in Glenwood City is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who have given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This from M&M Bar in Glenwood City, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and sacrifices.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around, the Busted Pencil show coming up next.
Don, before we do a speed round, last grievances of the day, I got one for the former president. His high tops, they've gone on sale. They haven't held their value for very long. The Never Surrender Edition high tops with stars and stripes and accents. Well, they went on sale in mid-February. They debuted, if you will, at SneakerCon, limited edition and all, $399. That was the sticker price. They were billed as your rally cry in shoe form. Like, you know, if you really hate brown people and stuff and you want to prove it to them, get the Never Surrender shoes, apparently. On the website, the 1,000 run of the kicks had already sold out within hours. Two weeks later, here we are, Dom. Shoes are being hawked online for a third of the price.
They're not even produced, though, are they? I mean, I thought that was just like, they're not even like actually made. Are they? I'm confused.
You mean like there's no Never Surrender shoe factory?
That's what I'm saying.
Like they're outsourcing them to China, and like they ordered 1,000 of them, and they were charging $399 for the first run for the. Well, as it says here, I wonder how many gullible idiots bought a pair of Trump's Never Surrender sneakers at the original $400 price as the Democratic campaign finance executive. Now you can find them online for under $100. Laugh out loud. Anyways, whatever price they pay, these MAGA morons will likely never get delivery. It's just another con, folks.
Like, I mean, pay $400, like, sell it for $100. It's a $300 loss. You can't make that up on volume.
Well, Dominic, the Never Surrender sneakers apparently have surrendered about 75% of their retail value. That's a woohoo, as my wife would say. She goes to the stores, likes the good values, like the old Kmart Blue Light special. Well, these sneakers, they're special.
Very proud to tell you that they got it on sale.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, speed round. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, great show today, Devils. Hey, Rico. You're cool, man. I like Rico. Hey, I got a quick grievance. It has to be the Supreme Court taking care of their boy, Trump. By the way, the Supreme Court is corrupt. Yeah, I got to say something about the GOP's quarterback. He had sex with a porn star when his wife was home pregnant, and then he went bareback with a porn star. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's not the quarterback I want. You guys have a great week.
Come on, he's your Joe Namath sort.
You ever hear of Brett Favre? Thanks for the call, man.
844-967-2789.
Speed round, Crudy. Who's next?
Let's do Chris from Rice Lake. Chris, welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good, man.
Awesome.
Air the grievance.
Well, you know,
I don't really have a grievance, but I got a comment about this racism stuff in this rural area.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yep.
I'm up in Rice Lake, and that's, you know, pretty rural.
That's like north of Eau Claire, right? About 2,000 people, roughly, in Rice Lake, Chris?
Yeah, it's 52 miles north of Eau Claire or something like that. But anyway, you know, a lot of people don't realize that this racism that they talk about and all this crime and everything that they talk about, I'd say 95% of the crime that's being done in this area is by white people. So, I mean, all this racism stuff, you know, up here, it's all, the black people are doing all the crime, you know, all the crime. It's all these white kids that don't have nothing to do up here. It's all the drugs that are up here. They're all white kids. I mean,
Chris, we know
people are dying. It's all white kids.
We've got a cabin up in the 6CD up in Washoe County, and I'm heading up there next. And my wife noted in the local paper, like 9 meth arrests in this small town in Washoe County. And, you know, you could say the meth's coming from somewhere. It's the cartel in Mexico. I mean, I'm sure Trump or MAGAs could draw some line to Mexico with that, Chris. But I don't think it's being made in Mexico. I think it's being made in Washoe County.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. I mean, I live in Barron County, and that's the highest meth production in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, and there's not even a close second.
Wow. So, I mean, you know what they say, support local, yeah. Chris. I'm sorry, I'm terrible, man. 844-967-2789. Speed round, Chris from Middleton. You're next. Welcome, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, Chris.
So I wanted to call in about Paul again. I know a lot of other callers have called in about him, but I kind of liked Paul. I liked his sincerity. I mean, he clearly cares about this stuff, but I thought that moment was so weird when he yelled at you two guys and said, what do you want, a one-party system? And I was just so shocked. Like, does he not understand that Donald Trump wants to shut down democracy? Did he, like, miss that part? Like, if there's anybody who wants a one-party system, it's Trump with the coup and the fake electors and, you know,
Chris, remember, protecting the rule of law. Remember when George W. said, I'm okay with the dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator? I mean, I feel like there's plenty of MAGA people that would be just fine with the autocracy, with the fascism, because they know they'd be part of the Hitler Youth. They'd be part of the brown shirt movement.
That's part of that Putin shtick. You know, Putin tries to sell himself as the proponent of traditional values. Well, meanwhile, he steals the whole economy. I mean, don't these guys understand that their standard of living in Russia is like about half of what it is in the United States? That's what they're in for, really. We got to get them to understand
Chris,
that, you know?
They assume that beast won't come for them. You know, it's like, oh, well, it's going to take care of all those other people, all the people that I don't like, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know what? That kind of attitude ultimately gets turned on you eventually.
Chris, that sort of attitude towards Putin leads to sudden death syndrome. Careful what you say, sir. They're monitoring. 844-967-2789, avoiding the bad CJ. Don from Madison, make it quick, Don.
Hey, Don.
All right, yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, there's sudden death out the window. A lot of window accidents lately. Hey, back when you guys were in La Crosse, you came to my house. I went a year and a half in La Crosse, and I helped get Stanley Mugecki elected for class president. You guys came to my house party.
Nice. How do you know it was us?
Yeah. Because I remember you guys.
We do.
A good memory. Unlike Trumpster.
And Dom. Dom doesn't remember you, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was pretty hammered. He was hammered before he got there.
That's, so, you know, from that experience, I'm going to say he's right on. That describes you, except you were Nick then. Thank
Don't
you all
anybody.
For listening. Have a great weekend. Don't be a racist. Listen to Busted Pencils and the fine Civic Media lineup, you know, and go Badgers.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden says help is on the way to civilians in Gaza.
Coming.
ABC